Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we're taking a look at ahead of some of the votes. Now, there's a series of votes going on March the 7th, and there's also some governmental votes. We'll take a look at all of those over the next couple of weeks or so. But one of the things that is happening, though, Dario, on the 7th of March, is that voters will be called to the ballot to take a look at a free trade agreement between Switzerland and Indonesia. Now, Dario, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, as we know, voters in Switzerland determine a lot of things, but not normally trade agreements.
No, they don't normally do that. And it's the first time that actually Swiss voters get to vote on a free trade agreement because of a referendum that was launched. So already back in December 2018, the government signed the free trade agreement with Indonesia, which aims to reduce, obviously, Swiss exports. Taxes on Swiss exports to the island nation over the medium term. And the government has already signed this free trade agreement, as I mentioned. But Indonesia is one of the world's largest exporters of palm oil, a product which has a notoriously bad reputation because of its environmental impact, particularly because a lot of rainforest is cut down in countries like Indonesia to make space for palm tree plantations. And this isn't to the liking of many environmental and agricultural associations in Switzerland, which is why a referendum against this particular free trade agreement was launched. And this is why we are now voting on this on the 7th of March.
Okay, so it's all about palm oil plantations in Indonesia, which has got people exercised about this current issue. But let's take a look at who is in favour. So we know that the environmentalists and green parties, I'm assuming, are against this trade agreement. But who's in favour of it?
Well, all political parties right of center are in favor of the free trade agreement. Economie Suisse also, of course, is in favor of this free trade agreement. Even some prominent exponents of the Socialist Party have expressed that they are in favor of the deal, saying that because some sustainability and environmental protection articles are worked into the deal, they're still favoring this free trade agreement. The annual trade volume between Switzerland and Indonesia is about 840 million Swiss francs as of now. That is not very much if you compare it, for example, to the trade volume between Switzerland and the UK, which is 44.6 billion in 2019. But proponents of the deal see a lot of potential growth there. Indonesia has over 270 million inhabitants, and it's a fast-growing economy. It is believed to become the fourth biggest economy in the world in years to come, and therefore an interesting market to sell Swiss watches and machines and also for pharmaceutical products and who knows, maybe even some cheese.
Oh yes, cheese. The Indonesians are crying out for Swiss cheese. We know that.
Indonesians are crying. Famously, they're crying for Swiss cheese.
Yes. Now, you did mention there, now we looked at the environmental impact, so a lot of it surrounding palm oil, but you did actually mention there some members of the Socialist Party are in favour of this because in the agreement there are some environmental protections. So let's take a look at that. So so even when that agreement was first written out, you know, there were concerns about the environmental impact. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, for example, one of the things that was worked in to the agreement is that only palm oil that respects certain environmental standards would get tariff discounts, and only up to a certain quota so that it doesn't harm the Swiss vegetable oil producers. This was worked into the deal. But opponents to the deal say that these sustainability aspects are only a smokescreen because the standards can hardly be controlled and only very limited possibilities to sanction violations of human labor rights and environmental protections exist. So, with these issues, you always have one side who says, well, we worked in some environmental standards, and the other side would say, yes, well, but it doesn't go quite as far as it should. And also, there's no possibility for real sanctions if somebody violates these agreements.
Okay, so,
this is where we're at here.
That's where we're at right now. So that's what we're looking at is that on the 7th of March, the voters will decide on whether to go ahead with this free trade agreement with Indonesia or not. But at the moment, though, Dario, we're 2 weeks away. What are the polls saying? Which way are people going to go on this one?
Well, a poll done by the GFS Bern Institute that does a lot of political polling in Switzerland, a poll done at the end of January shows that 51% of the voters are in favor, or rather in favor, of the free trade agreement. Only 36% said they say that they're against it, with 30% still undecided at the end of January.
All to play for, really.
Leaning towards an acceptance of this free trade agreement.
Now, I do wonder, because next week, Dario, we'll talk about the fact that on the same day, we'll have the burqa ban vote. We'll look at that more closely next week as well. And also plans about the government wanting to introduce electronic ID. That's all going to the votes at the same time. So what my thinking here, though, Dario, is that normally, I can imagine, if this vote was just a loan, it might struggle to get a decent turnout. But however, I'm thinking, because it's actually linked also at the same time with the burqa ban and this electronic ID vote on the 7th of March, turnout is likely to be quite high. And of course, people will then plump for or one way or the other on the Indonesian vote, I can see.
Yeah, certainly the other votes are interesting to more people, because maybe more emotional to many than a free trade agreement,
which
might be
Indonesia.
A little abstract for
for many, yes.
For many.
All right, okay, we should leave it there. But as I say, next week we'll be talking about the other vote that's going to take place on the same day, 7th of March, burqa ban and the electronic ID system. So, Dario, for now, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.